Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very, very busy day today and tomorrow here on the program. Today, we're going to be joined by Dave Meltzer in the opening segment. We'll be talking about the top stories from this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, which came out yesterday, available exclusively for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, as well as those who subscribe to the hard copy through the mail. That includes the story of Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm, and we're going to talk to Dave today about the numbers. This is looking to be one of the three biggest pay-per-views in the history of UFC. Maybe not to the level of UFC 100, but UFC 200, if they actually do the rematch on that show, which is something they've been talking about doing, will likely be the biggest UFC event ever in history. We're going to talk about that, plus all of the news with Dave. We got a lot of news today, including TNA moving to Pop TV. That was announced today. That'll be taking place in January. And we've also got the news, which likely will be discussed tomorrow with Dr. Lucha as well. La Sombra has left CMLL, and he is heading to the WWE Performance Center. So we can talk about that on the show today as well. Tomorrow, we've also got a very special guest. We're going to be joined by Boss Rutan in the early part of the program. We'll be talking to him about Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm. Boss Rutan, one of the most charismatic stars in MMA history. We'll be talking to him tomorrow on the program. But we got to get through everything today first. A lot of stuff going on. Probably no phone calls until the final segment of the show, but stick around. Dave Meltzer, Mike Sempervivi, both going to be on here in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Looking to break away this fall? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Fall rates from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to Lodge at Tiburon.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, and Dave Meltzer is here on the line joining us here today. Dave, how you doing?
Doing okay.
So you don't want to talk about Charlotte is what you're saying.
We can talk about anything. I don't mind.
Let's not talk about Charlotte. 20 minutes last night, everybody, on Wrestling Observer Radio, if you want to hear Dave eviscerate WWE for the angle on Monday. But there's a lot of news going on today and a lot of things you talked about in the Observer this week. So let's start with that. First off, your cover story in the Observer is all about Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm. And one of the most interesting tidbits is that the early numbers are coming across like this will be one of the three biggest shows of all time. The rematch, likely the biggest UFC event of all time, if all goes well. And as you noted, 2 years ago, the idea of this would be inconceivable.
Yeah, it really shows how, how amazing the job was about, that between Ronda Rousey and UFC and in marketing this thing. As big as, and I always thought that she would do well on pay-per-view. I remember after the first show, when she beat Liza Carmouche, I was kind of talking with some people there, and I go, she's going to get up to consistent 750s when you have the right opponent, which at the time was a phenomenal number. And she actually didn't beat 750 until the Vetch-Kahaya fight. Although, the second Miesha Tate fight was part of a show that did a million buys. So in a sense, you could say that she did. But she really did end up far, far bigger than I ever imagined that she could be and crossed over in a way that no fighter ever has. Lesnar never even came close to crossing over to mainstream like she did. So, they deserve a lot of credit for that. But, now it's, nothing's forever and no one's unbeatable. And I think that the Holly Holm camp deserves so much credit for what they did and for the way that they prepared Holly Holm for that fight, and it really paid off. And I think that's a big part of the story that hasn't gotten out or hasn't really been touched on the right way. I mean, it's so much negative on Ronda, and she had distractions, and she wasn't in her best shape, and that's all. There's validity, and her coaching was horrendous. But at the same time, I mean, there's a great story in Holly Holm, and I just, don't like the idea that it's kind of getting overlooked. And even people, I saw one article, and it was really, really kind of made me furious because, again, it was the whole idea that Ronda was this fraud perpetrated by the UFC. Well, that's their job is to make stars bigger than life. That's their job. That's what a promoter does. And the fact is that her record spoke for itself. I mean, to try to now, with hindsight, say, oh, this record isn't impressive. I'm sorry. I look at that record with all those first-round wins and arm bars and one-minute wins against real people who were the top contenders at the time, and go like, oh, she couldn't box. It's like everyone in MMA has a weakness, and they found her weakness, and they devised a game plan for that weakness, and they deserve all the credit. But to say that she was a fraud, or to say that she's not really a good athlete, or whatever, I mean, it takes so much away from Greg Jackson and Winklejohn and Holly Holm, and they deserve all the credit that they deserve all the credit in the world, because it wasn't a fluke punch. It wasn't anything. It was 3 years of preparation that led to this moment. And, you know, I think that's a wonderful sports story.
Dave, do you think the MMA media in general is responding probably a little too hard in defense of Ronda because of the way people have kind of come out? And some of it is trolling, but some of it is also just people who are not that in tune to the fight business and styles making fights, and the fact that there are some in the boxing community who are actually taking this as some sort of victory, as if boxing has now gotten its revenge on MMA. Do you think maybe it's like some of the pushback against some of those people is just, it's not helping matters? Because at the end of the day, when things will calm down, styles make fights, and Holly Holm, like you said, I mean, she's been training for Ronda Rousey for several years. I mean, that has been goal number one for her and her camp. And do you think this has just been knocked around too much, or has gotten a little bit too overdone with people kind of pushing back? Of people are going to jump on Rousey, and they're going to, in this era, they're just going to have ways to troll openly. And that just seems to be what it is. Do you think responding to that helps?
If it's, again, I would only respond if it's like mainstream. If it's, I mean, fans, look, there have been people waiting for her to fail. I never saw, you know, and it's died down a lot. But, I mean, I remember, you know, early 2013 and the amount of stuff that I would get on Twitter and things like, you know, especially, and, you know, emails and stuff of people who, I have never seen anyone, I mean, ever, that people wanted to fail so bad. I mean, they were, you know, consumed by the fact she was more not going to draw than win fights. It was like, I don't know why, you know, it was just like, you know, people wanted her to fail. I don't know. It was guys who were afraid of women succeeding in sports. I don't know what the mentality was, but it was the whole idea that, you know, I mean, how many WNBA comments did you see? And not just directly to me, but on MMA message boards. I mean, that was the big thing. She's going to go out there and Dana's making a big fool of himself because she's pretty and he's clueless and she's not going to draw. And then when she drew, it was just like, oh, it was Dan Henderson and Machida. And it's kind of like, you know, you're clinging to stupidity now. And then, well, it's a one-hit wonder and it'll never happen again. And I mean, so I think that there was, I think that there was a lot of people who time after time, and then, you know, this person, Sarah McMahon's finally going to get her, and it didn't happen. And there were people waiting for a long time for her to get her comeuppance, and someday it was going to happen. I mean, it wasn't going to happen from the box office. I think people kind of gave up on the box office after the Becht-Cohea fight. You know, after that one, it was kind of like, you know, I mean, you know, we're you know, how foolish can we be? She's completely blown out any idea that she can't draw, but. You know, somebody was gonna beat her. It was, you know, it was inevitable. I mean, it overconfidence, you know, conditioning, her being, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Lennox Lewis and Haseem Rahman. I think there's a lot of similarities to that. Actually, I talked to someone who was in Lennox Lewis's camp a couple days ago, and we were, you know, he was just going like, you know, I was in the camp. It, you know, he was busy with movies, and you know, everyone knows the story. And he gassed out and got knocked out by a guy that he should never beat. But this is different because you know, Lennox Lewis destroyed Rockman in the rematch, and everyone knew he would. Whereas in this one, there is no, you know, this is a better fighter in comparison. Holly Holm's very well rounded with very good boxing, excellent boxing, and she's got a way to beat Ronda every time if the fight doesn't go to the ground. I mean, if that goes to the ground, Ronda wins. If the fight stays on its feet, Holly Holm's going to win. That's the story of the rematch.
It is funny that repeatedly, you see this where somebody wins a fight and they're back. And somebody loses a fight and they're done. And sometimes, I mean, yeah, maybe Ronda Rousey is done, but it was just funny the last couple of days to see her lose that one fight. And all of a sudden, to a lot of people, it was proof, like you said, that she sucked or that she was a fraud. I mean, we've seen this over and over and over in MMA and UFC.
Everybody loses. You know,
everybody loses, and everybody can get a win. I mean, Vitor Belfort, when he knocked out Dan Henderson, I had to listen to the commentators tell me that Vitor was back for the 55th time.
Yeah. Well, that's a different story. But, I mean, look at all the losses that Randy Couture had, and he's one of the greatest fighters of all time.
That's right.
You know, and I mean, he lost by armbar in a minute to Ensenua. He lost by guillotine 56 seconds by... not Alistair Overeem, but Valentin Overeem, the worst fighting brother. And he still came back and won 5 world championships, which is, you know, still an all-time record. Rampage got knocked out brutally twice by Wanderlei Silva and still came back and beat Chuck Liddell and was a champion. Everyone but John Jones, essentially, at the top has lost. You know, George St. Pierre lost. Anderson Silva lost many times. John Jones, I mean, he's got the DQ loss, but John Jones is the one who hasn't lost. I mean, but again, you know, he'll lose someday too. I don't know, it may not be soon.
Well, it may be
come a day.
That's right. Well, Dave, listen, I want to thank you very much for doing the show today. We're going to do one segment today because Dave's going to be back in an hour for subscribers. We're going to do a long show with Gary Juster talking Nick Bockwinkel and a number of other topics. We'll be back here in just a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We can push with all our might, but nothing's gonna come. Oh no, nothing's gonna change.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All aboard!
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I want to thank Dave for his appearance on the show today. He's here every Thursday. And if you love hearing from Dave, WrestlingObserver.com is a place for you. You can not only grab the weekly Wrestling Observer newsletter, but there are hundreds of observers in the archives. And on top of that, Dave and I do at least 3 1-hour-plus length shows every single week. That's WrestlingObserver.com. The brand new Observer went up yesterday. Tons of news on all of the biggest stories in wrestling, including an awesome bio on the late Nick Bockwinkel. So sign up at WrestlingObserver.com, or you can grab just the hard copies at P.O. Box 1228, Campbell, California, 95009. It is $12 for 4 issues. If you want to grab the hard copy, if you love getting those newsletters in the mail, check that out. Or sign up at WrestlingObserver.com and read it every single week, hours after it comes out. Mike, we got a lot of news today to get into. We got a lot of phone calls. We got a lot of text messages. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. Obviously, the two big stories today are, number one, TNA has announced their new television deal starting in January. They will be heading to Pop TV, the soon-to-be former home of Paragon Pro Wrestling. And also, the former La Sombra, who will almost assuredly be getting a new name, is leaving CMLL. He is signed with WWE. He will be reporting to the WWE Performance Center soon. Stories on both of these available at WrestlingObserver.com. We'll start with TNA. Beginning January 5th, they will be airing on Pop TV. They're off Destination America. They are moving to Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. The station available in 85 million homes. If you can find it on your provider, 85 million homes. And the former Paragon Pro Wrestling slot, they are leaving. Paragon Pro Wrestling is going to be essentially airing on a number of different channels. It was a time buy on Pop TV. Impact will continue on after Destination America. It was one of two stations rumored, the other being WGN. Mike, what do you make of this?
They continue to survive, and I really, congratulations for them for continuing to survive. You gotta give it to them there. I assume it's not a time buy. They're getting paid to be on, or at least they're.
Who knows?
Well, if it's a time buy, I think it's a. I know you need to survive, and I know you need some sort of TV to do it. But boy, that's a sketchy move. And when you're not bringing any money in, I guess I could hasten the process of you going down. But I guess either way, look, it's going to be on there. There's the tie in to CBS. This was the old TV Guide network on my cable system. It's Channel 100, so it's not too far out of range or anything like that. But unless you watch. Or have missed your soap operas during the day, you like your stories, and you didn't get a chance to see Young and the Restless, or you just somehow got tuned into watching Paragon Pro every Saturday morning, I don't know if you know where the channel is. So there's an education process there and getting people to actually find it on their cable systems. I see Mr. Pectacular. Jesse Goddard's is the picture when you go to Pop TV. That's the first one you see up there. There was the tie-in with him and Big Brother. Wasn't he on that show? Or which show was he on?
He was on Big Brother.
Was he on? So, and maybe we start seeing tie-ins like that with a production company or something like that. I mean, that best case scenario for TNA. I mean, I don't know how else you get the word out there to North America right now or try to drum up interest. So I'd latch on to anything. And again, hopefully for their sakes, they're not paying for it. They're getting paid somewhat to be on there. It is not as good of a deal as getting on WGN America, which really kind of did another rebrand of itself not long ago. And I think attached itself to more cable companies than ever. So that probably would have been a better move, although it still would have been a little bit of an uphill battle. But again, I mean, you have to give it to them for surviving, and good for the people that work there. Will it matter? I guess we'll have to find out.
I would be very, very, very surprised if this ended up being a time buy. Their track record for viewership, I mean, they were doing over 1 million viewers on Spike. They were doing 500,000 viewers if you add in everything on Destination America. I mean, if anything, I would say worst case scenario, it probably would be a barter deal. But whether they're making any money or whether they're just doing a straight trade, I don't think it's a very lucrative deal. But it does give them expanded viewership potential in the United States, and it allows them to continue on. And I mean, if they're not, I mean, when I look at the business right now, I mean, maybe they're breaking even or even making a very, very small amount of money, which they didn't do for the vast majority of their tenure. I mean, they're running almost no events. They're taping television, which they're then selling to overseas markets, and they're making money there. The contract situation, there's almost nobody under contract. So if this allows them to have a television presence in the U.S. and sell a little bit of merchandise, and even if the money they're making is nothing more than helping them pay for television tapings for shows they can ship overseas, I mean, maybe they're making a little bit of money. Are they the real number two in this country? I know that some people would argue this, but to me, number two has to be Ring of Honor. When you look at the Ring of Honor television deal, when you look at the number of people that are being drawn to Ring of Honor television tapings and house show events, I mean, I would be stunned if they were not significantly more lucrative and being seen by far more people right now than, or at least once they jump to Pop TV, than TNA.
I would like for you to name or actually say on national radio one of Pop TV's biggest shows, which stars Eugene Levy, who has been in plenty of comedies over the years. It is spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-S,
yes.
Creek. Go ahead, say it.
I saw that. That's one of the shows. You can go to Pop TV and check it out, everybody. Let's go to the phones here. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Danny in Milwaukee.
Yes, Danny.
Well, well, well. I called 2 weeks ago and I presented my idea and you chastised and belittled me, to use your lingo. I'm the dude who said that watch Hunter. It's going to be Ambrose and Reigns in the finals at Survivor Series. Hunter is going to screw Ambrose. Roman is going to leave as the top heel, making Dean the de facto top babyface, at least until John Cena gets back. And you buried me.
Hold on a second. Haven't I been talking about turning Roman Reigns heel for quite some time? Wait, both of you geeks, hold on a second. It's Thursday. The show hasn't even happened yet. If you want to call Monday and tell me that you were right and I was wrong, you're welcome to do that. But why are you calling before the show even takes place to tell me I was wrong about an event that hasn't happened yet?
Omnipresence, apparently.
Dude, I'm so confident this is going to happen. Listen, when I get it, my palms start itching, and then I get a check in the mail. I should be on After Dark Radio. I'm some kind of premonitionist, if that's even a word.
Watch
me be right, and when I am right, I'm going to call back Monday, and I'm going to gloat.
If you're right, I want you to call back Monday, and I want you to gloat, and I will tell you to your audio face that you are right, and you're the man. But until then, the show hasn't happened yet, buddy. But I want to thank you very much for the call.
It's not like it's so far. I mean, how many options do you have? You turn Ambrose heel, you turn Reigns heel, or you have a way where the authority tries to get involved and they both push them away and they stay baby faces. I mean, there's really not that many options. And the one that makes the most logical sense, I know he was in the ring for the whole breast cancer gimmick and all that sort of stuff with the Komen Foundation, and he is going to be a big part of their marketing going forward. But it makes the most sense for Roman Reigns to be the heel, who always comes up short and finally went with the authority, and that helps – again, everybody else involved. Dean Ambrose can stay a babyface, which he fits that role far better than anybody else. And if you want to look long-term into the future, we talked about Seth Rollins being a babyface anyway. We're having a lot of babyface tendencies. He gets that even more when he comes back if Roman Reigns is super strong, which you might need him to be leading into the Royal Rumble.
Hey, how much do I owe you? $25?
Oh, probably hundreds. You keep losing to me because this file of me being
huge. There's one that I can remember. I think I owe you $25.
Oh,
listen,
somebody let me know. At least three.
It was. I remember the one, too. It was the Gustafson fight. I thought he was going to be destroyed. And while he did lose, he was not completely destroyed. And so I owe you $25 for that. I will put that $25 on the line meaning if I win, I owe you nothing, and if you win, I now owe you $50, that Roman Reigns does not turn heel on Sunday. I won't say who's going to win. I won't say what the finish is going to be or anything like that, but I bet you $25 the guy doesn't turn heel. Will you take that bet?
I will sleep on that one and wait till tomorrow.
You got to wait till tomorrow?
Well, yeah, we got the last show for the week. It would be a good cliffhanger.
All right, fine. Fine. To the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Dave from Wisconsin.
Yes, Dave.
I was just wondering, with all the talk about the Charlotte angle, I'm not through the whole Dave show from last night.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Looking to break away this fall? Visit the sun-soaked Bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Fall rates from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to Lodge at Tiburon.com.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone number 425-488-0525. That is the studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text message line, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Don't call that number. Only send your text messages there. We'll get into some of those here in a little while. But for the moment, to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this? And where are you calling? Oh, no, he hung up. Give us a call, everybody. We got the text messages here. This person says, curious if Ambrose turns. He was the only one that hasn't been approached by Triple H this week or last week. It's possible. It is possible. It's possible he turns. It's possible he wins the title. There are people within the company that would love Dean Ambrose to be the champion. I think that Dean Ambrose would be a better babyface champion than heel champion, since he's a guy that people actually like. I mean, in a perfect world, he would be your top babyface and Roman Reigns would be your top heel. But as I mentioned when making that bet with Mike, I don't think that Roman Reigns is turning heel. So if Ambrose wins and one of them turns, I think it would be Dean Ambrose. But yes, he could win.
Yes, he could. I'm going to be a geek with McDonald's money, though, and that's all that matters.
You're going to be a what?
Don't worry about it. Let's move on.
To the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Myersville, PA.
Myersville, PA. Yes, Ryan.
I'd like to do a comparison on Ronda Rousey and Dana White and who they remind me of in pro wrestling.
Oh,
Ronda reminds me of
please.
Kamala. Dana White reminds
wait,
me
whoa,
of
whoa, 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 whoa. Did you say Ronda Rousey reminds you of Kamala?
Well, as far as the gimmick goes, and Dana White is Kim Chi, and he dictates everything she says, like on the talk shows, like how she said about getting kicked in the head, getting knocked out, how she was supposed to say that, and they probably buy what Dana told her to.
What? What are you talking about?
Are you talking about her appearance on The Tonight Show or wherever where she said that Holmes going to want to try to kick her in the head, but she won't be able to?
Yeah, what I'm saying is Dana White controls everything she says on all these appearances.
Ryan,
puppet.
Ryan, I love you, but Ronda Rousey is not told what to say by anybody. She has no filter. She says whatever's on her mind, and it's gotten her a ton of heat. There are people in UFC where you could probably say that Dana White is kind of giving them some things to say and that sort of thing. Ronda Rousey is not one of them.
I don't know. This is the way it comes across. Like, all the top stars seem to be programmed by him, and he's the guy pulling the strings.
Well, he is the guy pulling the strings, but he's not pulling the strings in promos.
And wouldn't you want, if you were a top guy at a company, wouldn't you want to speak well of the company because you would find out that if the company's making more money and you're a big star in that company, you'll be able to get more money, which is really what work is all about?
Well, Steve Austin was the biggest star, and he always dissed the company, so it sort of works in a way.
He dissed the company? He dissed Vince McMahon.
Well, Vince is the company, though.
No. It's very, very different. It's very different. It's one thing to say that the guy in charge, it's one thing to say that you hate your boss. But as we've learned in wrestling, it's not good to say that you hate the company or that the company sucks. That leads to the company going out of business, as we saw in WCW.
What about the authority? That's the same thing, isn't it?
That's two people. Nobody says, like, I hate WWE. I wish I didn't work for this company. They don't like Triple H. They don't like Stephanie. And they don't want to work for them. Well, thank you very much for the call, Ryan. I don't know where he was going with that. Kim Chi, he said.
I okay.
Let's see what else we got here in the text message bin. For those of you that want to contact us. Oh, Danny here is calling to gloat, or he's texting now to gloat. Should update, by the way, Slammies. Got a Slammy update. It's going to be taking place on December 21st from Minneapolis. Brock Lesnar is going to be on the show. And people believe that maybe that's where he will announce or they will start setting up his opponent for WrestleMania, whoever that might be. There's going to be
Brock Lesnar is going to be at the Slammies. It better be setting something up unless he puts, like, you know, the entire audience through a table or something.
Well, this is going to be part of WWE Week, which was announced today. USA Network and WWE will kick off the holiday season with an action-packed WWE Week. We begin Sunday, December 20th, with Santa's Little Helper, starring The Miz and Paige, followed by Monday Night Raw, the 2015 WWE Slammy Awards edition on Monday. Tuesday, December 22nd, is going to be a live SmackDown. There is a two-hour tribute to the troops on Wednesday, December 23rd. And the week will also, it says, include a daytime roadblock featuring interviews with WWE superstars and divas. So there you go. I also want to mention, at the end of the segment with Dave, he was talking about that John Jones likely will lose someday, but who knows when. And I mentioned it may be April. And that is because, while not confirmed, John Jones on his Instagram posted a photograph of himself. Mike, have you seen John Jones's new physique?
I have not. Is it? Is he looking well?
I don't want to say that he looks like Lashley, because he's not quite that big. But he looks more like Lashley than he does the old skinny John Jones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you get a lot of time to just pump iron in your spare time and retain water, maybe. I don't know. I have to see this picture. Let me go to it now.
Well, he deleted it like he does with all of his posts, but you can find it online. Anyway, he says this is off-season 2013 versus off-season 2015. 5 more months to prepare for this win. I'll be sure to be at my best April 23rd. And oddly enough, and I would not have used this for a hashtag, but his hashtag is new levels. What?
I am mesmerized right now by the veins that are sticking out of his forearm.
Yeah, man is in shape.
Yeah, he is. Give him that, I think.
In shape. Also today in the news, it has been announced, this reported on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, that La Sombra, Manuel Alfonso Andrade Oropeza, however you want to pronounce it, he is signed with WWE, just turned 26 years old, one of the top stars in CMLL. This explains now why they did that Atlantis versus Sombra mask versus mask match. They rushed it to the anniversary show, and Atlantis beat him and unmasked him. It's because he is going to WWE and will not be wrestling in a mask. He is signed with the company. He'd been offered a developmental deal, which he was told that he could take at any time, and I guess now he has taken it. And he's heading to developmental, and I guess we shall see what happens. I've been told he speaks a little English, not a lot of English. He is physically what they're looking for, a good-looking, tall guy with a good physique. I don't mean tall like 6'8", but if you look around at many of the wrestlers in Lucha Libre, a lot of them are 5'5", 5'6", 5'7", 5'8". So he's got some size, and he's got a look. And I guess it will now be determined whether he can adjust to the WWE ring style and learn to cut a good promo. And if he does, maybe he'll be a superstar, because that is what they're looking for. So best of luck with Sombra. I know a lot of people are sad to see him leave CMLL, but he's young, and this is what he wants to try. So good luck.
Forget about CMLL. Look at the painful way that this causes damage to Los Ingobernables. That's my main concern.
They rushed the La Sombra rush match.
Yes, they did. And by the way, and that, you know, with it seemed to be that things were going in this direction, especially. But I was surprised at the end of that rush match. I would have figured they would have done more or anything like that, but they just kind of let him ride out into the sunset relatively quietly. They had no huge angle or anything like that, unless I've missed something in the last few days. It was just kind of like, boom, we're going to have the match, and not a whole lot of ill will, and peace out, see you later.
Sometimes things happen, and obviously now we all know why. It's funny, if you read the new issue of Figure Four Weekly, which is up on the website for subscribers, Dr. Lucha, who is probably going to be on the show tomorrow, as well as Boss Rutan, by the way, though unfortunately not together. He wrote about the recent booking of La Sombra and essentially said that if this guy is not going to WWE, I wish I had his quote right here in front of me, but essentially it would have been the biggest destruction of a character that he may have seen in wrestling in his whole entire life. But now that he's going to WWE, we know why. And he must have alerted the office a while back based on how they did everything dating all the way back to July, August, September as the lead in to the anniversary show. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Eric in Chicago.
Yes, Eric.
Hey, I want to comment a little bit on what that caller said earlier about the Reigns heel turn. While it sounds good and all, but hate to burst anybody's bubble, but it's not happening. You're looking at it from a fan's perspective. You're not really looking at it from Vince McMahon's perspective.
I'm betting he's not turning.
After this week, I really don't want to think about anything in Vince McMahon's direction.
Well, I'm on board with you, Brian, because you got to look at it this way. He was so close. He was so close. His guy that he picked was just starting to get over like he wanted him to. And he was like 2 weeks away from all this happening. And then Seth Rollins went down. Do you imagine how infuriated he is? Probably as infuriated as he was when JBL said, try this move at home.
Actually, that was funny.
Spot at home.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. But yes, there was that moment where Reigns did the Gotch lift powerbomb. And JBL, first off, JBL said, that's impossible. And I was like, well, clearly it's not geek. He just did it.
He just did it.
Yeah, and then he goes, go in your living room and try that on somebody. And there's a long pause. And then I think it was Cole said.
I almost heard Vince in the headphones yelling.
Yep, don't try any of this at home, everybody.
Is there something in the Kama Sutra that is like the Gotch the Gotch move?
I don't think the lift and the slam, but maybe the rest of it. Anything else, Eric?
One last thing. I also do think it's going to be Owens in the finals as well.
That's right.
I'm on board with that.
Hey, I like this caller. Thanks so much for the call there, buddy. He agrees with me on everything.
Which means he's going to owe me money too then.
You know, there was we did the show with Lance Storm yesterday for subscribers, and Lance and I were talking about the Charlotte Paige angle, and we disagreed. I thought it was horrible. I don't want to say he didn't think it was horrible, but he had the alternate view. Anyway, somebody on our board said, I believe this is the first time that Brian has been 100% right ever. It's like, oh, yeah? If only I would go through, and this will be one of them. This will be one of them on Sunday when Roman Reigns does not turn heel. And I do think it's, here, listen, everybody. Listen, everybody. Let me explain my thinking here. And this ties into Mexico. They're doing a Johnny Mundo versus Rey Mysterio Jr. match for the mega title that Alberto Del Rio has vacated, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the theories as to why they're doing that is because if you're just going to do a tournament and it's going to come down to Rey Mysterio versus Johnny Mundo, then why not just announce Rey Mysterio versus Johnny Mundo, which is a big match, and not deal with the rigmarole of the tournament? Now, whether that's why they did it or whether you agree or disagree, there's that mindset. So here's the deal. Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose is a big match. That's the kind of match that you should build up and promote. The way they're doing it right now, fans are just thinking it may happen, but they don't know whether it's going to happen or not. That's why I think you're not going to get it at Survivor Series, and they will build up this big match for later on, maybe even Mania. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
For whatever this is worth, and it's worth nothing right now, the early betting odds for the Survivor Series have Roman Reigns as the favorite. But none of this matters until about 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern on Sunday night. But that's where they are right now. We're going to wrap it up here for today, everybody. I got a lot of stuff coming up, though. In a moment, I'm going to be on the phone with Gary Juster of Ring of Honor, as well as Dave Meltzer. We're going to be doing a show particularly covering Nick Bockwinkel, as well as Ring of Honor and a lot of other topics. This will be available only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of great shows coming up tonight as well, including a brand new Brian and Vinny show where I am offering I'm like Rumpelstiltskin here, $100 if anybody can predict the name of my unborn child. Contest is coming up tonight, $100 on the line. And I believe that my wife Whitney is going to be in the room to hear all of these names. Keep that in mind, everybody. And we will be announcing the name of the child as well. What a selling point for the members-only area of WrestlingObserver.com. That is right there. We're also going to be talking about the NXT show. Vinny's going to review Raw from Monday. Can't wait for that. And we're also going to be watching the opener of the Tenryu retirement show, which I've been strongly pushed to watch. And so
be
watching that with Vinny tonight. Can't wait for that as well. A lot of great stuff coming up. WrestlingObserver.com. You can get the Observer Figure 4. 7,000 audio shows, all of the new shows, 20 week, commercial-free downloads of Wrestling Observer Live, etc., etc. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and so we shall talk to you tomorrow. Thanks to everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, callers, listeners, Dave. Talk to you tomorrow. Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.